we are incredibly excited about. It's a joint program that mm-hmm. we're looking to launch between the United Nations Development Program and the World Food Program, supported by USAID Bureau for Humanitarian Assistance, and in partnership with the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security.
Right.
Now, this program is an exciting one because it looks at dealing with, you know, one of the greatest challenges that South Sudan has. This country does not grow sufficient food to right. meet its own needs. So mm-hmm. It's an importer, a net importer of food products. And yet, it has this enormous potential that you've heard us talk about so many times before. But there's another great potential that this country has.
And what is that?
And that's the youth.
Okay.
70% of the population of South Sudan are defined as youth. So what we want to do with UNDP, WFP, USAID, and the Ministry of Agriculture is to marry the challenge of getting youth involved into food systems and actually trying to improve this country's ability to feed itself.
Right, so your target is the youth.
The target is definitely youth mm-hmm. entrepreneurs.
Oh.
We want young business people, young business women, young business men who are working across the food value chain. So anything that takes place within the food systems, getting food from the farm to the plate, as it were, and everything in between. If there are entrepreneurs out there that are involved in food production, food processing, food marketing, you know, food packaging, food delivery, if there are organizations that look at microloans to farmers, to support farmers to farm, you know, anything that is involved in what we call the food system is eligible. And what we want people to do, what we want entrepreneurs to do, is to start, as of Friday when we're going to launch this project, to start submitting projects. Now, it's going to be a 12-month project cycle.
So is it this week on Friday, if I may come in?
This week on Friday, okay. we will do the first launch here in Juba,
okay.
but we're launching countrywide.
Right.
We want young entrepreneurs working in food systems anywhere in South Sudan
right.
to start putting together, working together, and submitting projects.
Okay, so how will they be submitting?
So it is an online submission. We have until from now, this Friday, up until March, for the pitching to take place. And then once the pitch takes place, when they give us their business plan, they give us their ideas.
Right.
We will then identify the best 8 to 10 pitches, and then we will put an investment to support those young entrepreneurs.
Right. So, just out of curiosity, have you put into consideration the internet outside Juba?
Yeah, we know how difficult it can be, and so we're putting in steps so that if internet is impossible, we will have a means, particularly outside Juba, so that people can handle actually getting a pitch,
right.
a presentation to us, so that we can then support. But the idea ultimately is once the pitching takes place, and that would have to take place in Juba, we'll bring people to the center of the country. Once the pitching takes place, then we start supporting those entrepreneurs with training on business planning, on marketing, on what it is to be a successful business
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
But we will also, very importantly, be looking at a model where we provide a significant injection of funds
right.
to help that entrepreneur or those entrepreneurs become successful. And at the moment, the grants can be as high as $40,000.
Wow.
Per pitch.
Okay.
So we're talking about a decent opportunity to really grow a business. Now.
Right. So how many pitches are you looking to support?
At this stage, 8 to 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know, it's as high as 40. It may not need to be 40.
Right.
You may actually have a phenomenally great idea, but you need less.
Yeah.
Or you may have a phenomenal idea. We could be part of a bigger opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
The selection criteria is going to be pretty important. You have to already have a business.
Right.
It's got to already be commercially viable. You can't be a startup from nothing. We want to see that you at least are growing something, expanding something, replicating something. Or innovating to support an ongoing commercially viable business. Applicants need to show that they are actively contributing to strengthening food systems. It's got to be about food systems. That's the opportunity. That's the potential we see for this country.
Right.
It needs to be around food system, and it has to be something that is going to support South Sudan and the citizens of South Sudan writ large, not just the small community. You've got to be looking at how can this actually support food security in the country.
Right.
And it's got to have a focus on impact that actually is something that we see as being, you know, catalytic, that can really support more entrepreneurs in the future.
That's right. And if you're out there, an entrepreneur with big brains, this is the time for you to put your brains together and come up with a pitch that will award you at least $40,000 as a grant to continue. Keyword is you must have a business that is already running, and you must be in food processing and doing different kinds, but that involve food production. Well, as you heard there from the country director, submissions will be online. And if you're in the outskirts of Juba and there is no internet, you will be considered. But you need to elaborate more on how they can reach you out if the internet is hard.
So, as you know, we've got 15 offices around the country between the World Food Programme and UNDP. We're going to have a very significant outreach to ensure that we're not only getting Juba-based companies involved. We want entrepreneurs from around the country to have the access, and you know, we will try with internet, but we will also have opportunities to have submissions that are not internet based.
Right. Okay. So, what about the launch on Friday?
So the launch on Friday is it's the beginning of something. We will have a senior government member from the Ministry of Agriculture there to open. We will have the different agencies that are partnering, so USAID, the World Food Programme, United Nations Development Programme. We'll also have the Food and Agricultural Organization there as well as a key partner, so that we can try and really get the message also out through youth leaders and youth associations who do have presence here in Juba.
Right.
Because again, like I said, this is it's a South Sudanese initiative for all of South Sudan.
Okay, so where will that be happening?
Ooh.
And what time?
It's by invitation only at this stage.
Uh-huh.
So we're inviting the associations and the representatives of different youth groups.
Right.
And we will go public with it, and you'll see it publicized. But it's not going to be open to everybody, because if 10,000 people show up, we're in trouble. So we're managing the numbers that will come, but it will create a spread of information and support this trickling out to outside of Juba.
Like, sure.
Very important to me, this isn't a Juba initiative. This is a countrywide initiative.
That's right, and I guess it's pretty much clear. So away from the event and the challenges, let's talk about the humanitarian situation in the country. We all know about the floods. How would you describe the current humanitarian situation?
Dire, in one word. We have more than 800,000 people now who are affected by this year's flooding. And this year's flooding, of course, came, you know, it's the third year in a row after two sort of once-in-a-100-year floods, but they came after each other, 2019, 2020. So that's why 2021 is so bad, because the waters haven't receded from the previous years. And we've seen the shape of the Sud change. You've heard me say this on radio before with you. And when as the Sud has changed, land that people used to live on, used to farm on, used to, you know, use for pasture, is now inundated with water.
Right.
So this is as bad as we've seen for many, many years. And we are struggling. And let's be very clear, the entire humanitarian community is struggling because, frankly speaking, we don't have all of the resources to do everything we would want to do around the country. There are massive gaps in water sanitation and hygiene support. There's massive gaps in health support, in education, in food security, in nutrition. I could go on. It really is it's a holistic challenge for the whole humanitarian community to be able to respond. And the needs are very great. 8.3 million people needing some form of humanitarian assistance.
It's a staggering number.
It's a staggering number.
Right. So how many people has WFP been able to reach with much-needed assistance?
I mean, at this stage, we're reaching, of that 800,000, we're doing around 450,000 people are receiving some food of some sort of food support, but we know that's not enough.
Yeah.
And that's the point. We're fully cognizant of the fact of the challenges we're facing. You know that earlier this year we had to take terrible decisions to reduce rations, yeah. to reduce the period of time that we support people. That indicative of how big and great the needs are, and the fact that we're challenged globally to actually meet those needs.
Mm.
I'm talking to government, I'm talking to civil society, I'm talking to all South Sudanese. We need more focus on the needs in the country. We need, frankly speaking, we need the international press to come in and start showing the capitals in the world how South Sudanese people, who are still resilient despite all of the challenges faced at them, how they are coping and when they are not coping, and why we need more focus on South Sudan, and why we need to ensure that this third year of flood isn't the crisis that creates a much longer term development gap for the future.
Right. Matthew, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Anything else in less than a minute?
Well, just that, I mean, this initiative, the Ignite Challenge for is about, as I say, it's about getting youth involvement. It's about looking to the future and the potential that this country and the young people in this country have to create business, to be prosperous, and to bring peace and stability into a country. Because you'll have peace and stability mm-hmm. when you also have prosperity.
Right.
Thank you.
Looking forward to that. Thank you so much, Matthew.
Thanks a lot.